faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, in a race against time, Superman's friends trail a slim clue to his whereabouts, while his enemies set out to erase that one possibility permanently.
Say, this is super special week, because this week you can still get in on that super special offer that super delicious Kellogg's Pep has for you. It's terrific. It's genuine. A money belt like the G.I.'s wore. Yes, sirree. You can get the exact same article. It has three secret compartments, one large pocket and two smaller ones to carry your club passwords, secret codes, letters, identification, money. Swell for you when you go camping or hiking. A safe place for your scout knife, matches, comb, and soap maybe. There's a flap that folds over on the inside of the pockets, keeps your belongings safe and dry. This belt is made of water-resistant cloth, the genuine army article in real khaki color with a full-size buckle, adjustable so it's sure to fit any size waist. Now, GIs paid a dollar for theirs, but you can get yours for only 10 cents and one box top from those crisp, fresh whole wheat flakes Kellogg's Pep. Send the Pep box top and a dime and your name and address to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. I'll repeat that for you. Mail one dime and one box top from Super Delicious Pep along with your name and address, clearly printed, to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get busy. Send for your genuine Army money belt today. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now the adventures of Superman.
By feeding Superman a solution of kryptonite, a strange metallic substance from the exploded planet on which he was born, and which in the atmosphere of Earth robs him of all his strength, Big George Latimer, a dishonest politician, and Dr. Marsh, a former Nazi concentration camp official, made the Man of Steel lose his memory. Superman managed to escape them, and believing his name was Bud Smith, became a sensational baseball pitcher for the Metropolis Titans. But then he was captured again by Latimer, and Dr. Marsh resumed feeding him liquid kryptonite, stating that within 24 hours, Superman would be a mental and physical wreck. However, one of Latimer's hoodlums, an ardent baseball fan known as Punchy, has been considering helping his beloved Titans by revealing what he knows. As we continue now, in response to a phone call, the famous Batman and Robin have arrived at a lunch wagon near the Metropolis docks, where Batman is questioning Charlie Ross, the proprietor. Listen.
This fellow, Punchy, you say he mentioned Big George Latimer's name, Charlie?
Well, he didn't say Big George exactly, but he did say Latimer, all right.
What'd he say about him?
He was bellyaching about how the Titans couldn't win the pennant without Bud Smith on the team. And he said something about a lot Latimer cared if the Titans won or not.
I don't get it. How did
I couldn't make any sense out of him either. But you said to let you know if I ran across anybody who seemed like he might be connected with Big George Latimer.
That's right.
Or know anything about Bud Smith.
Look, Charlie. What does this Punchy character look like?
Well, he's a wiry little guy. About 35, I'd say. And he kind of squints.
Got that, Robin?
Yeah, man. How long ago did he leave here, Charlie?
Well, I called you right after he went out.
And we came here directly. Took us about 15 minutes, and we've been here about five.
So he's got 20 minutes start on us. That's not so good.
Not much if he's drinking. Did you notice which way he went after he left your wagon, Charlie?
Yeah, he turned up the street, north.
Good enough. Thanks loads. Come on, Robin. He's a wiry little fellow, about 35, and squint sort of.
Was he in here, mister?
Why, I don't know. Wait a minute. Is this guy a baseball nut?
Yes.
He's a Titan fan.
He was in here then.
Swell.
Crossing about how the Titans couldn't win without Bud Smith, and get this. He said he could help the Titans if he wanted to.
It must have been Punchy Batman.
Checks with me, Robin. How long ago was he here, mister?
Oh, 10-15 minutes ago, I'd say.
Thanks very much. Let's go, Robin.
Sure,
He come into my restaurant here, buys a cup of coffee, and near makes me deaf with his talk about the Titans and Bud Smith. Dopey guy.
That's our boy, all right.
How long ago was he here, mister?
I just got rid of him about 5 minutes ago.
We're practically breathing on his neck. Come on, Batman.
Right, Robin. Thanks, friend. Goodbye.
A wiry little guy, you say, with a squint?
Yes, and he's a hot Titan fan. He was probably here sometime within the last few minutes.
Nope, wasn't in here.
You sure, mister?
Sure, positive.
Well, thanks. Come on, Robin. We'll try up the street.
No, nobody like that was in here.
Well, thank you. Let's go, Robin.
Wasn't in here.
No, he wasn't in here.
Jeepers, what happened, Batman? First Punchy's moving north, stopping at all the joints, and we practically got our hands on him. And then, bingo, he disappeared.
I don't know. It sure looks as if we lost him, Robin. Oh,
but we can't lose him. He obviously knows where Bud Smith or Mr. Kent is.
Right, but... Say, wait a minute. I've got an idea. The bookkeeper.
Give me that again?
The fellow they call the bookkeeper. A character who knows everything about everybody in the underworld. Chances are he can tell us about Punchy and where to find him.
Yeah, but will he tell us?
I think I can make him.
How?
I'll explain on the way over to his place. It's a tiny cigar store over on 18th Street. That's not far from here. Come on.
As Batman and Robin hurry off in search of the mysterious man called the bookkeeper, in hope that he will steer them to the elusive Punchy, an ominous scene is taking place in the small bungalow of Dr. Marsh, where Superman is held prisoner by the powerful kryptonite. In the small, shade-drawn living room, Big George Latimer, his beefy face red with rage, faces Gus, one of his henchmen who has just entered the house. As Dr. Marsh stands by, clasping and unclasping his hands nervously.
You mean to stand there and tell me you couldn't find Punchy?
Oh, it's the right voice.
You stupid idiot. How could you let a fool like Punchy out of the house? And you too, Marsh. Didn't you hear me say nobody was to leave this house until tomorrow, when Bud was finished?
Yeah, but I needed milk, Mr. Latimer. I give him the kryptonite in milk and I had no more.
You should have told me that. I would have seen to it.
Yes, but you were asleep.
You mean you were asleep, Marsh, asleep at the switch. And so were you, Gus. You both know who Bud Smith really is. And yet you let a senseless fool like Punchy wander around to attract attention and maybe make the neighbors suspicious.
Yeah, but I did not know. He was wandering around, all right, from one tavern to another.
What's that?
That's what I come back to tell you, boys. I found out Punchy was in a half a dozen joints on 16th Street getting foiled and beefing about how the Titans can't win a pennant now on account of Bud Smith ain't with them.
What else did he say, Gus?
Well, as near as I can get it, he's been hitting it. He could help the Titans get Smith back if he wanted.
Great Lucifer. He said that?
Uh-huh. But, of course, nobody takes him serious.
But somebody might.
Oh, that's terrible.
Gus, we've got to find Punch and shut him up, and fast.
That's right, boss. He's bughouse about them Titans, and if he gets talking to the wrong guy, good night.
But what can we do, Mr. Latimer?
Look, Gus, pick up Punchy's trail. And when you find him, well, you know what to do.
That's all I wanted to hear, boss. I think I know where to find that jerk, too. You see, when he gets just so blasted, there's a certain place he goes to.
Then go there and find him, and finish him. Don't waste a minute. He can ruin me.
Okay, boss, I'm on my way.
Hurry, Gus, hurry. And report to me as soon as you've done your job.
Patting the bulge of the gun in his shoulder holster, Gus leaves Dr. Marsh's house swiftly to finish Punchy. What will happen? We'll return in a moment with the tense climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Say, you'd better get busy or you'll miss out on that real, genuine United States Army money belt super delicious Kellogg's Pep has for you. They're going fast, so send for yours while the supply lasts. This is the real thing, a money belt like the GIs wore with three secret compartments, one large pocket and two smaller ones. You can carry your secret codes, money, important papers, anything you may be collecting. A swell hiding place for your personal things. Now, there's a special flap that folds over on the inside and keeps those pockets secret. It's exactly the same money belt the GIs wore. The genuine Army article in real khaki color with a full-size buckle. Adjustable so it's sure to fit you. You can wear it under your coat or your jacket, even sleep with it. Or you can wear it on the outside. And wait till you hear what a bargain it is. Although GIs paid a dollar for theirs, you can get yours for only 10 cents and one box top from a package of those crisp whole wheat flakes, Kellogg's Pep. Send your name and address clearly printed with your dime and your box top and mail to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that now? You mail one dime and one box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. Today, right now, get your order in. This offer is limited to the United States.
Now, the adventures of Superman. As Gus, Big George Latimer's henchman, leaves Dr. Marsh's house with orders to find and destroy Punchy, the mysterious underworld character known as the Bookkeeper is returning to his tiny cigar store, where he finds Batman and Robin waiting for him. As we continue now inside the store, they are talking with the Bookkeeper, a gray-haired, mild-mannered man who wears blue-lensed spectacles.
Now, look here, Bookkeeper. I'm putting my cards on the table. You see, I know all about you, everything. And if
and
you don't...
so do the police, Batman. But they've never been able to pin anything on me.
No? Well, I can.
Baloney.
Remember the Shilling Loft robbery?
What about it?
A watchman and a police officer were shot on that job. And I happen to know you had a finger in that pie. A big finger.
Nuts. I don't have anything to do with any jobs. You can't prove I had anything to do with it.
Oh, yes, I can, Bookkeeper. I've got a few contacts, too, you know. Now, unless you tell me where to find this Punchy character, I'll take what I know to Inspector Henderson.
You're bluffing. If you had anything on me, you'd have taken it to the police long ago.
The reason I didn't is because I thought I'd need you sometime. And here's your chance to repay my little favor, Bookkeeper, and to keep out of jail. Well, how about it?
You're bluffing.
You said that before. You know my reputation. I don't bluff. But what'll it be? Do you play ball with me, or do I play ball with the police? Well, come on, make up your mind.
And do it fast. We're in a hurry. Look, Batman, if it ever gets out that I peached, I'll be done for around here.
You're done for if you don't.
Yeah, but good. Well, all right. Just a minute.
Where are you going?
I've got some files over here. Work, Batman.
Say, how did you know he was mixed up in that job?
I didn't.
What? You mean you were bluffing?
Well, not exactly. Henderson told me once he was sure the bookkeeper was mixed up in the Shilling job, but he couldn't prove it. I just repeated what he told me and hoped our reputations would do the rest.
Oh, boy, I sure got to hand it to you.
Shh, quiet, quiet, here he comes.
Here you are, Batman. When Punchy ain't working, he usually hangs out at this address. 418 West River Street, top floor.
418 West River, huh?
Good, come on, Robin, we've got work to do. Let's go!
Followed by his young companion, Batman leaves the bookkeeper's shop and leaps into his Batmobile. A moment later, the dynamic duo are speeding across the city to West River Street, where they hope to find Punchy. But unknown to our friends, Gus, Big George Latimer's henchman is also en route to West River Street, with orders to eliminate the talkative little man who holds the key to Superman's very life in his hands. Who will win this race for life? Batman and Robin, or Latimer's gunman? Tomorrow's action-packed episode tells the story, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Yes, don't fail to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Now that summer's come, you've got plenty of time for all that fun that you've been saving up, and that makes it Crumbles time. Yes, sir. Kellogg's Crumbles, those hearty, metal-rich shreds of whole wheat, sure help to start your day full of zip and energy. And for a fresh, cool-as-a-breeze breakfast dish, just try this. A layer of Kellogg's Crumbles and a layer of frosty, chilled berries. Then pour on cool milk and dig in. Mouth-watering? Man, you'll keep that spoon going into that bowl till it's polished clean. Try it tomorrow. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.